FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A political analyst has described Mbuyiseni Ndlozi's resignation as an EFF Member of Parliament as no surprise. The party confirmed this morning that Ndlozi and fellow MP Yazin Tetnyana won't take up their places in the opposition bench when Parliament restarts. It says their resignations were voluntary. Ndlozi served in the National Assembly since 2014, but has been sidelined by EFF leader Julius Malema amid an apparent rift between the two. Political analyst Levin Doe.
This is an announcement that most people were waiting for. Signs were there that Dr. Ndlozi could resign his position in Parliament. Dr. Ndlozi was not part of the National Assembly. He was not re-elected into the top leadership of the EFF.
Ndo says if Ndlozi resigns from the party, this might have a negative impact on the EFF.
What could make an impact could be if he therefore decides to leave the party and join another political party. That, in my view, could make an impact, because he might also therefore be able to speak outside the EFF as his political home. And at this stage, the EFF remains his political home. He's still bound by the constitution of the party.
Life Saving South Africa is expecting a busy weekend as the holiday season winds down. Lifeguard leader Daya Sudath says that despite beach closures and challenging weather conditions, bathers are still flocking to KZN shores. However, he is concerned over the various factors contributing to the high number of drownings in the province. More than 20 cases of drowning incidents have been reported between November and January. Sudath has called on the Eteguini municipality to employ more lifeguards to help improve safety on the beaches.
We call on the SAPS and Metro Police to continue the search and confiscation of alcohol being brought to the beach. And we also call on the Eteguini municipality to ensure that pools stay open, they are operational, because that will help toward meeting the needs of residents to be able to learn how to swim, to learn survival swimming, because the level of swimming skills in our nation is very, very low.
And abroad, Lebanon's lawmakers have elected Army Chief Joseph Aoun as president after a two-year vacancy in the position. This is a step towards lifting the war-battered country out of a financial crisis. Aoun, who turns 61 tomorrow, arrived inside Parliament to swear his oath today to a cheering crowd. He faces the daunting tasks of overseeing a ceasefire in South Lebanon, naming a prime minister able to lead reforms demanded by international creditors to save the country from its worst economic crisis in history.